Welcome back to Talk to the Experts on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I'm Jay Thomas. Our guest today from Saskatchewan Pension Plan. We're getting close to tax season, also the deadline for contributing to your RRSPs. And we got right now with us Chartered Professional Accountant and Board Member Paul Jasper. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Jay. Nice to be here.
Thanks a lot. And now you can use Saskatchewan Pension Plan as a tax deduction, just like an RRSP, right?
That's exactly right. The contributions made to the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, let's call it the SPP, are similar to the contributions to RRSP for income tax purposes.
Okay.
You must have some contribution room, and assuming you have contribution room, which you can look on your tax assessment to see that, and you make the contribution before March the 1st of 2018, that amount that you contributed can be deducted on your 2017 income tax return.
Okay, so we hear a lot about the fees that are charged for investing. This is probably, you know, you could spend hours talking about this with different products there are out there. How is Saskatchewan's pension plan set up with the fees you charge?
That's right. Well, looking at generally, there are fees charged to manage your money.
Mm-hmm.
And those are investment counselor fees that are paid. But by dealing with Saskatchewan Pension Plan, you have a wider variety of investment managers that you can use because of the size of Saskatchewan Pension Plan. So they use very professional managers. Therefore, there's a cost to use those managers. In the Saskatchewan Pension Plan case, however, the management expense ratio, commonly called MER, has been consistently less than 1%, whereas other funds that you may look at investing range anywhere from 1% up to 3%. That will reduce the amount of net return that goes into your pension account and therefore reduce your retirement income.
Right. Pretty simple. The higher the fees, the less money you make in your investments, right?
That's exactly right. And some funds actually charge a front-end fee. In other words, if you're going to put away $100, you may only net put away $98 and your investment starts at that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no front-end fees for the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, nor is there any fees at the end if you take your money out.
Now, part of what you guys do as a board member is you're in charge of the investors that do the actual investing. How many funds do they get to choose from?
At this time, there's currently two funds that you get to choose from. One is called a balanced fund, which is a mix of both equities and fixed-term investments. That fund, over last year, returned 9.7% to people that were in the fund, and 9.42% over the last 5 years. And if you look at a 32-year window that the Saskatchewan Pension Plan was in existence, the returns have been 8.1%. That's even after taking off the management expense ratio, which is less than 1%.
Well, that's a pretty good return rate. Wow, that's fantastic. And I asked Catherine this same question about, basically how do you think Saskatchewan Pension Plan fits into your retirement savings strategy? What do you have to say?
Well, it's one of the things that you will get access to very large fund managers, and it's one pillar in your overall investment or retirement strategy. You put the money in, you leave it there, let it compound. Compound interest can really be your friend.
Yeah.
And therefore, when you retire, you'll have a larger fund.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, big concern, of course, with everything in the modern world is safety and security. So how safe is Saskatchewan Pension Plan?
Well, anytime you invest in equities, there is a chance that you do take. And you don't want to be a market timer and say, well, I'm going to take my money out at this point. You've got to look at the long term. And looking at the past, you know that Saskatchewan Pension Plan over 32 years has been 8.1%. So looking at the past, you know that they're very conservative in their investments and the fact that there have been long-term gains.
Right. And for the investors, what protection do they have when they deposit in the Saskatchewan Pension Plan?
When they deposit in the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, they know that they are using very large money managers. So these people aren't risk takers. They don't invest in just any stock. They research the stock and make sure it's a solid investment that's in the Saskatchewan Pension Plan.
Right. And you, as a board member and the board as a whole, is then watching the investors and making sure that the goal of keeping your return rates where they are and your management fees where they are, that's your goal as a board, is to keep those as close as you can to what they are now, keeping that great track record going, so to speak. So, that keeps the motivation there to keep the investments wise.
That's exactly right. And the board meets four times a year, and we meet with we have two investment managers. We meet with them twice a year. Every board meeting, which is a professional board, there's five people on the board, which consists of two chartered professional accountants, two people with extensive banking experience, and another person who has a financial planner. So the board looks at the management expense ratio, looks at the returns, looks at the investments that they're in, and they make decisions accordingly.
Perfect. Okay, Paul, well, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Jay.
Catherine Strutt's now going to join us again here on Talk to the Experts, and we want to talk about some of the final details in terms of tax season and RRSP season and what it means for Saskatchewan Pension Plan and how you can get involved. Okay, so let's start with this, Catherine. The first deadline that's coming up is RRSP contribution date, you could sort of say. When is that?
So March 1st is the deadline for people that want to make a contribution to be included in their 2017 taxes.
Okay, so you have to have anything you contribute to RRSPs, anything you contribute to Saskatchewan Pension Plan to count for this that season. It has to be in by March 1st. Then it gives you a little bit of time to get your taxes actually returned, right?
Yeah, so April 30th is the deadline for your tax return.
Okay, so what we want to stress is that now is one of the busiest times for your office, and if you're thinking about contributing, you want to maybe lower what you're paying to the government a little bit, you know, because you have that RRSP room. This is a really good time to get started with Saskatchewan Pension Plan. It doesn't take a long time.
Right, and the limit now, as I said before, is $6,000. So if people have already topped up $2,500, but they still have available room, they can put up to $6,000 for 2017 and then start into 2018. They can talk to their employer about having it deducted on payroll deduction. They can contribute online, or they can have a number of different ways that they can get in touch with us to make their contribution. But the 2017 limit from a tax perspective is $6,000.
That's great. Now, in terms of the actual doing of your taxes, you guys still mail out everything. You take care of all the paperwork. So what do members expect coming up now in the next couple of months?
Okay. So on first part of February, we would have sent out their statement as of December 31st of 2017. Some people will have already received some of their tax receipt information, and there's more going out between now and March 1st. Through the sign up through MySPP, they'll be able to actually view their statement and view and print out tax receipts if they need them. But we do mail out tax receipts. We do mail out the statements. So people should be watching in their mail if they've been making a contribution.
And that tax receipt, that actual piece of paper, is what you hand to your, say, personal accountant who's doing your taxes.
You bet.
And that you give that to them, and then that's off your plate, basically, right?
It's that easy.
Exactly. So to get started, Catherine, where do we go?
Well, you can call our office at 1-800-667-7153. You can visit our website at saspension.com. You can visit our kiosk at the Centre Mall between now and March 1st. If you want to contribute, there's a button on our website. If you want to join, there's a button on our website. We have tried to make it as simple and easy to use as possible. And we are always available for questions if anybody wants to give us a call.
Right. Call them. Go to saspension.com as well to get started. Considering that March 1st, it's the deadline for RRSP season. Catherine, Paul, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been Saskatchewan Pension Plan on Talk to the Experts on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.